Welcome, welcome to Ladies Night In. This is Shannon kicking us off. Today's topic is going to be all about the asshat, which is asshat. Are you the asshat or is he the asshat? No. We're going to talk today about how to identify the asshat, how to deal with them, identify if you are, in fact, possibly the asshat. Anyway, let's just get into it and have some fun and also maybe give you a few tools on how to protect yourself from those toxic people in your life. Ashley has a funny story for us, apparently. I am so ready.
You use asshat in a sentence so many times. That was impressive.
Hey.
Asshat.
Ass. Okay. That's a song. Okay, continue.
I've mentioned this in multiple podcasts. I'm the single lady. And so I do have stuff that comes at me sometimes, most of the time out of left field. So, okay, here's my story. Last week I was in the gym and I was in there at not my regular time. And I noticed this gentleman, he's not a gentleman, he's a kid. This kid come in and he is eyeballing, kind of following me around and all of that. And I was like, he's so awkward, that poor little boy, you know, so awkward. But then I had gone over to the little cubby holes to grab something and then come back. And he had followed me over there, then come back. And I thought, well, now it's getting kind of creepy, right? And so I watched him go to the bathroom and I'm like, dude, I gotta peace out, right? And so I did. I peaced out and I got into my truck and I was sitting out there and boom, all of a sudden he's in the parking lot. And I was like, shit. And he comes right over. Would you like to go have a drink? And I go, okay. Well, how do I know you're not a serial killer? I go, you didn't even ask me my name. And he goes, and I go, again, you didn't ask me my name. And he goes, oh, what's your name? Okay. So then I'm like, well, I'm Ashley. You know, nice to meet you.
Why'd you give me your real name?
Well, because I am a nice person. So
she doesn't have time for games,
right? Like, be real. And so then the conversation kind of, you know, it's pretty just, you know, here nor there, whatever. And then all of a sudden he gets all vamped up and he goes, I'm so sorry that I'm coming at you so sexually charged. And I was like,
whoa.
Fuck. Like, I was like,
and this is in the parking
this
lot.
This is in the parking lot. And he goes, I have chosen for the month of March not to indulge in any sexual pleasure. And so I'm pretty ramped up. What do you even say to that? I just looked at him and I go, I have no words for what you just said. And so anyway, I said, you know, how old are you? I go, I you look young. Like, how old are you? And he goes, I'm 23. And I go, honey, I'm 41 and I do have two teenage boys and you are closer in age to my children than you are to me. And I go, I really appreciate the offer for drinks. I'm like, but if we were to make this happen, what it looks like is I'm in a midlife crisis and you have mommy issues, right? And he's just looking at me. I mean, still, he's like, age doesn't bug me. And I looked at him and I go, well, did you ask me if age bugs me? Because it does. It really does.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, I just sent him on his merry way. But I'm like, I've never in my life had someone apologize for coming at me so sexually charged. Those were his words. Sexually charged.
I've never committed anybody sexually charged, by the way. Like,
why?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a trip.
Yeah. I've never admitted it. How about that?
I have had people come at me sexually. I was in a nightclub setting, of
they
course.
They say that?
But that's expected.
They say that?
Not those words, but they, you know.
Oh, well, I get it.
You're in a nightclub.
I've had a patient tell me that he wanted me to shut the door, and he would show me how attracted he was to me. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Does that mean like the guys?
Were a like patient.
Like, she's cleaning teeth.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you're really
attractive.
You guys
attractive. Have got to like, crazy stuff.
I was checking you out when we were walking back to the room, and I'm like, okay. And then at the end of the appointment, he's like, no, I'm serious. You should just shut the door, and I'll show you. And I was like, okay, so let's go up front. I'm like, oh, my God.
And you don't call, I mean, sorry, and you're not supposed to call the police on these guys? I'm like,
I mean, my boss was like, he said, what? Like, you can come and get it. I was like, he was being playful. He didn't seem, it was like, it made me.
It's not.
It's totally not. So just don't talk to your hygienist like that.
Right.
Ew.
We know we're knuckles deep in your mouth, but inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Wow. So, ass hat.
We hear it all the time with
yeah.
our staff.
Okay.
Thing. Yeah. That's an ass hat.
I worked at a physical therapy clinic in high school, and that happened. There was a couple, like, dude patients that were a little bit older men, and it was like, all right, the female aides can't take them back to the room. They only get a male therapist.
Oh,
like, we
gosh.
Had to separate them from the women because it was like, they would just like say weird things and like to the front desk people and stuff. And it's like, dude, like how you've been on this earth for 60 years. You can't say things like that. Like, what are you doing?
They're okay, legit in heat.
So talk about in the gym. Okay. So I have a home gym now. I have a really nice home gym. And I go to a private club for if I want to go to a club. He was just talking about older dudes in a like a Axiom or local gym that you.
Sure.
Dude, I don't understand why older men walk around with buck naked, their things hanging around, and their towels around their neck, and just like, hey, like a Old Spice commercial. You're like, put that shit away.
He is bringing big dick energy to the table.
You see what I'm talking? He knows. He's been in the male locker room.
Oh, yeah. It's horrifying.
But you know what? Don't think the ladies don't do it too. I mean, we'll be. I've been in a locker room. Some 80-year-old comes out. Just
they don't give a they that anymore.
Don't.
They're
they
just like, this is
have,
me. Take it or leave it. I think that's what it comes down to. Like, this.
I have to do a double take. Like, is that what my ass is gonna look like? It's legit a raisin. It is.
Ew. It can happen if you live that long.
Oh,
I know. Bad.
So there's a story, but I won't mention names, but a friend of mine goes to a conference and he shares a room with a guy that, anyway, and he says this guy shows up the next morning, comes out of the shower, and he's tying his shoe to get to the conference, and the guy comes out with his towel around his neck and his buck naked.
Freaking
and
ding dong.
Like, he doesn't
out.
Know this guy. He just kind of work at the same company.
Right.
And his ding dong is like, he's been over tying his shoe and his ding dong is in his face. And I'm like, and you didn't punch him? Like, how does it? He's like, I didn't know what to do. Like,
I froze.
Oh, you don't want to touch it, but I would have like made it hurt if I, you know. Ew.
You better back up. You better back.
Right?
Such a power move, though. Like a,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
like
a dick
like,
move.
Yeah,
it's
like
a dick.
That's hilarious.
Sorry, God, I could not.
It's a dick move.
Dick move.
That's funny.
Oh God.
Oh.
But I'm bump. Anyway.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Oh my gosh. So we wrap this episode up. Ass hats and dick moves.
How funny. Well, there are legitimate, I mean, so you're going to deal with assholes in every aspect of your life, right? And I was doing some reading last night about how to deal with, did I say the A word instead of ass hat? I think I did. We're trying to be a little nicer and say ass hats. We're
What's
really
the
talking.
Other word?
We're talking about assholes.
Okay.
Assholes. You're going to deal with those in your work life. So we're going to give you a few tools, maybe some experiences that we've had to maybe deal with those situations with a little bit of grace and knowledge. so that you don't let them like ruin your day, right?
But boundaries.
Boundaries.
So here's an example. Right now I am dealing with a customer that is out of state. This customer is a little older and very, very much set in his ways. I have gone up there multiple times to correct what they think is a problem when really they induced it, right? And so they think something's wrong with what they purchased from me when really they're just not doing it right, right? Mm-hmm. So finally, I mean, these when I say older, between 75 and 85, and so I had to explain to this person, listen, this is not a flush toilet. This is a technology toilet, okay? And so this is how this works. Like, if you turn this, you're going to turn the bidet off. If you, you know, so simple things. Well, now something has gone wrong with our flush arm, right? And so immediately he calls and it's just not
Does
nice.
He call you like he was in using it?
Well,
video calls? I'm joking.
I don't even know, but I don't know if he just called me at the wrong time because I'm like, the tone of his voice was off. The like everything was just, and I adore this person, right? Mm-hmm. But it just rubbed me so salty where I was like, listen, mother. Okay. Like, we need to get on the same page here because I'm not driving another 10 hours for something, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, then I get this message the other day that was very, very passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to send you another part. And as I'm talking with my business partner about this, I'm like, listen, I'm like, you may have to intervene because I'm going to start running my mouth. And we all know it's not good when I start running my mouth. And so then we joked, and I'm like, I'm going to wrap this part up, and I'm going to put it in a condom, and then I'm going to stick it in a box, and then I'm going to put that box in another box smothered in peanuts, and then I'm going to mark fragile. And keep in mind that this part is this big,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm like, okay. And then my business partner was like, okay, it's all in how we just, you know, they're older. They are who they are. And I'm like, breathe, because I'm going to just say something not nice. And so I guess that's a good balance between he and I, is that if I say it's time for you to jump in and intervene and just, you know, smooth this over because I'm done. He's like, okay. I know. I'm coming in.
It's so interesting because sometimes there could be a little bit of dementia or something going on in that situation. So you have to look at him with a different set of, you know what I mean?
Well, and
I wonder if there isn't something that's a little... Well, funky going on because it seems out of character for him.
Totally. And mm-hmm. and even with, say, I'm going to just say my mom. I love my mom. I do. But there are things that she's not remembering like she used to. Mm-hmm. And bless her heart, she's at that age where it's she doesn't want to admit it, but she knows it. If you catch her at a vulnerable time, she's going to say, yeah, I know I don't. But you catch her in that headstrong principal mentality, and she's like, I'm just fine. You're right. I'm not going to remember this in 5 minutes, so I can say something naughty to you, and I'm not going to remember I said it, so it's all good, right? And I was like, yep.
Sure, Mom. Sure.
I think just as people get older, they give less of a crap.
They mm-hmm. give you know? Two shits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to voice their opinion, and they don't really care what you have to say.
Listen
they
to us. Yeah. 20 years ago, we probably wouldn't be saying half this stuff.
No, you wouldn't know it because you hadn't experienced
True
it, right?
That.
But I read this one interesting thing last night that was saying you have someone that's coming at you all the time, like say it's a boss or say it's a family member, because you can have, you know, those asshats in your family where, like, you know, everybody complains about Thanksgiving dinner, or sometimes in some families you're like, oh, God, here we go again, right? This is going to suck because you've got that schmuck in your family, or the schmuck, maybe your sister is married to the schmuck or whatever. I read this one thing that was, it was like gray rock theory or something like that. And it was like, make yourself so boring that they won't even want to engage with you. Like, they're not going to be like, they don't want to fight with you. You want to make yourself just like so dull in their presence that maybe they'll go seek like to go bother somebody else.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was so funny.
All I could think of is Bueller.
Yeah.
Bueller.
You just want to make yourself a gray rock. So they're just like, yeah, you're no fun to play with. You're no fun to torment.
That would be some serious discipline for me.
Well,
I
did
have
it.
So think much
of,
fire
think of
in
how
me.
Long I did it. So I worked at a dental office for 13 years with an employer that was volatile,
yeah,
abusive. I would say, what is the word I'm looking for? He's a narcissist, but he's a not a toxic narcissist. What is
yeah,
this called?
Yeah, he was.
I know, but there's a word. Anyway. It's not in my brain right now. It's in the cloud.
It's downloaded.
So over the years, I've had several friends and wives, friends' wives that were dental hygienists, you know. Mm-hmm. And I swear, it's almost like a love-hate. They either love their guy or they, like, come home crying because mm-hmm. they're just so mean to them.
Yeah. So it's a malignant narcissist. I told you it was in the cloud. It just had to download. A malignant narcissist. Damn it. So in that situation, I would realize, so I think that he disliked me because he knew I had zero respect for him, and I would often put him in his place. And I would stand up to him where others wouldn't, because he's a frightening, he has a scary face, he's a frightening person. And I think he would get so mad that he could not get a reaction out of me, that I would just stare at him and be like, and he'd be screaming at me profanity, and I'd go, okay, got it. Okay. You know, and I wouldn't react. And that's another way that you can deal with someone who's an asshole, because they're getting something out of that interaction of making you cry, or they're making you afraid, or whatever it is that they're going for, that they want to get. They're holding that power over you.
I think that's gone beyond. Dude,
that goes right to Grey Rock, though.
It goes to
abusive.
It is, but that's where a lot of, you know, they're an abusive person. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, and not that, I mean, I know who you're talking about, mm-hmm. and I do, like, not that there's any excuse for disrespect or that type of behavior. But given, I mean, if we take it down a couple layers, mm-hmm. I mean, his home life, things that happened with his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it stemmed that anger, you know? And so, but like I said, there's no excuse for disrespect or whatever. But you had mentioned before in some of the previous episodes that sometimes when people come at you, it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. You're just the one that takes the bullet. Mm-hmm. But being able to realize that mm-hmm. is, and not give a reaction. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some pretty good self-control.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also going through my head with, like, all these stories I've heard over my life. And I don't, very few times, 2, 3, 4, that I've ever heard of a man doing that to another man. It's usually from a man to a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And from my mother to my sisters to,
unless it's a parent to their child.
Well, so
that.
When we had one of our previous guests, Mason, on the show.
By the way, Rob's with us again. If you haven't noticed,
he's still, Robert is here.
He's hanging out with us. Want to have some
I'd
fun.
Love to come back anytime.
So yeah, exactly. We love it.
When Mason was here with us, our transgender gentleman, he knows what it's like to be a woman, and he knows what it's like to be a man. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have listened to that podcast, he states in there, you know what? I know that women get treated so much differently than a man does. When I walk down the street, I am the perception from the perfect stranger is a lot different as a man than it was when I was a woman, which, I mean, we know that.
Mm-hmm. And he said he's heard more at work, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. He's taken more seriously at work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of sad.
That's too bad. It's really sad because, you know, I was raised by a very strong lady, 5 kids, mm-hmm. 1 lady, small town Idaho. We were all Hispanic. So we had some, you know, we had to struggle a little bit, right? Just because of society. And then I fast forward to today's society, and a lot of, I don't mean to sound silly, but like, it was like, 1900 and something when women got the right to vote.
Yeah.
It hasn't been long.
No. Mm-mm. And then, you know, then you see things on TikTok or somebody using their femininity when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, no. So many people fought for you in so many ways and taken so many for you to get here, and you're just taking it blasé. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
I know.
I agree.
I agree too.
So,
but yeah. Mason also did say, he's like, if you really think about it, there's so much power within a woman that he says, you know, they're truly the more dominant mm-hmm. sex. Mm-hmm. And not to say that I can be like, oh, I totally agree with that because I'm a woman. But, I mean, as of right now in my household, I play the mom and the dad role. You know, I have to be the provider, but I also have to roll through I'm compassionate. Mm-hmm. I got to be the nurse. I got to be the counselor. I've got to be, you know, I have to be all those all those people. And so I do, but I do know what it's like to be perceived even in the business world.
Sure.
You know, I walk into a meeting and they're like, here comes the lady. You know, she's an idiot. And really, I'm the one that got the party started.
I usually wait till they start opening their mouths. I'm like, okay, that makes sense, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'll take direction.
Well, and you can tell if someone comes to the table with a do-do-do-do-do, like, I'm just here because, oh, hi, there's my boyfriend, and, you know, yeah. Oh, I'm guilty by association, and, you know, blah, blah. Yeah. Or if they come to the table with some true knowledge,
yeah.
Where it's like, I can be an asset, mm-hmm. You know, this is how I can make things work for you. And, I mean, when they bring that perspective, then you're like, yeah, I can see. I can totally see where you can be an asset.
Yeah, yeah. I work for a company with strong women. I was raised by a strong woman. I raised a strong woman. I like strong people, not necessarily just women, but people. And a strong person is one of those like, okay, I was wrong. My bad.
For sure.
I'm sorry. Like, I'll change that. You know, I'll work on that. But not when I didn't mean strong. Is like not domineering by any means.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, there's definitely a balance to assert yourself in a professional setting. You do need to be, you know, if you have someone that's your employer, you do need to be respectful and everything, but it is good to know your worth and to say that out loud. And it's very rare for women to, it's really hard for us. And I know that I struggle with it myself. If you're asking for a raise or anything like that, it's such a strange, I mean, just like I'm trying to imagine it like from a psychological perspective, why that is awkward for some women, but it is awkward for us to acknowledge our worth. It's awkward when you're talking to that employer to be like, this is what I'm worth. I know that I'm this good. I know that I am this much of an asset, especially if you're dealing with a boss that is domineering and is an asshat, you know?
Yeah.
So good luck with that because, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to agree about 50% with that statement because I don't have an issue.
I know.
Coming and sitting down and saying, I know what my worth is. And I sell a lot of dentistry for you. I set the stage for you. I'm educated on so many different platforms that sell this, and this. And for someone that is secure within themselves, they mm-hmm. see it.
Well,
I
was just going to say, you're definitely rare in that because I work all the women I work with, they're nervous. I mean, there's a couple that are okay with that, but for the most part, and you know how I am.
I definitely don't.
I don't let people walk all over me at all when I'm at work, and I know my worth, but I'm also respectful and appreciative when I am appreciated as well. I'm not an asshole about it, you know?
Yeah. But, well, and you work with a lot of real estate agents mm-hmm. that you've seen both sides of it.
Yes.
You've got strong women and then you've got ones that are like, I have a real estate license. And so I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've seen over 20 some years, all kinds of things. I've seen it change. I've seen it morph. And I think now what we're seeing is more of like, it's not just real estate, it's not a gender, it's a society change where obviously people aren't working for $20 an hour. They're like, oh, I'm not working, getting out of bed for that.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And I'm like,
right.
I don't remember. I remember when I was like 25, 30 when I made, you know, $20 an hour and I had to work my tail off for it, right?
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, eh. So, you know, whether it's real estate agents or dental hygienists or anywhere, it's just really different for us that have worked all our lives, that worked hard to promote, to to now see this. And you're like, wow.
It is weird, right?
Oh. Well, so here's a question. Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. Like, what are people doing to make money? That's what I want to know. So these people that, oh, I'm not getting out of bed for $20 an hour. Okay, well, what are you doing? Because you ain't making
They're making TikTok videos and making money. I mean, I don't know.
I don't make money on my TikToks, and they're cool.
Oh, my gosh. I've made one TikTok video, and my daughter, like, helped me to do it. And I'm like, that was a lot of work for that one thing. And I don't...
It's a whole new thing. I'll tell you, doing this podcast, I've had to really learn. I'm trying to learn. I shouldn't say I've learned because I have not. But I'm working on it, like, how to do this and how to do that and how to promote this. And it's not easy.
You guys
are
doing pretty well. You guys seem like you've done it for a while. Like, you even, like, I read a lesson. I was prepared for this. I took notes. And I'm like,
all right.
I was like, I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't. I was texting Ashley like, what do I do? What do I say?
Yeah. We're getting there. But it's the stuff that happens outside, you know, that, yeah.
It's, yeah. But I think, I mean, we do a good job. We're doing and I think the key to anything is just be yourself. Yeah. You know, we talk about asshats. Just don't be one of them.
Exactly.
You know, just, and that's not saying that you can't have that, you know, like your barriers and your boundaries and all that kind of stuff. Let people know what you will and won't tolerate.
I know, but we, like men, me have been an asshat. Not.
Have you been an asshat?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh, no. You know, like, I'm in a relationship now where she's like.
You said she's amazing.
She's amazing.
Okay.
But she, I'm going to say it nicely, but she's like, basically, use your words, not your emotions. And I'm like, I feel like an asshole.
Use your words? Like you
get angry. Oh, yeah, she's very, I mean, she's cool. She's super cool. She's like, okay, that's not cool or whatever. I mean, it hasn't happened in like a minute, I hope. She's going to be the chody. She's like, oh, yeah, jerk face? Mm-hmm. But no, I really want to get better at that because I think she's worth me getting better at. So mm-hmm. using my words is something like,
well, but she brings out the better version of you.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's and she challenges you to level up and be like, this is where you messed up. Mm-hmm. But you recognize it and you're humble enough to be like, yep, you're right. I didn't use my words. That's awesome.
She's probably rolling her eyes when she listens to humble.
Oh my gosh.
That mother effer. You know, no, I've come a long ways. I've come a long ways. I really have. Oh, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think all men need a strong woman behind them to maybe guide them in the right direction and vice versa. You know what I mean? That goes both ways, but it's not men's nature to just really look at the big picture and to be, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but
in some worlds, in some ways, to not be
reactive.
Often.
It's right. Hard to not be, men get very reactive without thinking, without thinking before they speak.
Yes. That's what I'm guilty of.
I had someone asked me a couple days ago, Ashley, do you think you'll ever get remarried again? Oh, that is a golden question, because there's a lot of fear that brings that answer to the table. My fear with even entertaining that is that someone's going to jump in and ruin my flow. Right? I'm going in a good direction. My kids are so happy. I'm so happy. Things with business and podcast and work, they're going so good. And I don't have to answer to anyone, you know? And that fear stems from what I dealt with previously.
Sure.
Right? So I'm like, is that how marriage is? Because I've only done it once and it wasn't a good experience. And so I'm like, my fear, is someone going to ruin my flow or put the brakes on that? No. Someone needs to flow with me.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I can see that. It is hard answering to somebody else.
Ugh. I don't want to.
That's not true. I answer to everybody all day. I answer to her. I answer to, if you're my client, I answer to you. I answer to my client. You know?
But
it's not that hard to answer
you can't,
to people.
But you can't.
I answer to Shannon, but you and I aren't exchanging the, hey, Robert, what are you making for dinner tonight? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you go down the cereal aisle? Did you drive the right car? Because gas prices are a little high.
Yeah.
We ain't answering to each other like that. Me, I'm like,
you just spawn on if Amazon you ask questions you like that, I'm like,
you don't
no.
need Botox. And da, 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 da. No. Yeah, so
use your words, Robert.
I just did now.
Yeah, cool. It is not easy to answer to somebody else.
No, it actually is really, like, I mean, I do have a lot of, I hate to use the word PTSD, because there were so many things that were a blessing and amazing in my marriage, you know, but I really feel like the bad outweighed the good, and I really, really, really try to try to focus on the good, you know, for the sake of my children and for the sake of everything that I guess I'm grieving and that I'm mourning, that it wasn't all bad.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's a tough one for me. So Ashley, would you ever get remarried again? Don't disrupt my flow. Flow with me and run fast.
Don't be an asshat.
Don't be an asshat, and you can't be a couch potato. No couch potatoes.
No couch potatoes. Well, Rob had to sneak off for a meeting, so he thanked us for having him come and hang out with us. That was fun. Did the knuckle bump.
Thought he was going to say something. He just kind of snuck out.
I know. Well, Ashley was in her flow, Fabio.
True. Can't mess it
up. Hey, Fab, she was disrupt the flow.
No, he can disrupt. He can chit-chat with us.
Robert is amazing. If any of you are in the market to purchase a house and need a realtor that is just going to be honest, amazing, and will hustle for you, he is your dude. Like, awesome. I mean, I've known this guy for 7-8 years, and I mean, he's stayed very, very constant and real with me. And so I'm excited to do business with him and awesome. Call him a friend.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I'm excited. I'm glad to have met him.
Yeah.
It's always good to have those people in your corner that know the ins and outs of all these different things in our lives that we don't know.
Well, and where he's been in the industry for 22 years, he knows the negotiation. I'm in the middle of purchasing a specific house right now. And he's like, well, let's do this and let's do this and let's throw this in there. And he just, you know,
he knows what he's doing. Yeah,
I'm like, I mean, I've never done this before. He's holding my hand.
Right. Which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Well, I feel like we have gotten off topic a little bit.
Yeah, ass hats. Shannon took her boots off.
Took my shoes
so
off.
We're getting comfortable.
I feel bad putting my feet up there. It's not my table.
Oh, everyone does.
Do they?
Yep.
Like, it's not my table. And my short legs don't reach that far. I might have to pull it towards me.
Doing it. Doing it. Doing it.
Oh, that's nice. Much better.
Okay, so back to ass hats.
Back to ass hats.
So,
ooh, you need to tell them about how to deal with all these crazy people that message you on social media and how you, in a classy way, shut them down. If they're sending you pictures of their business.
Yeah.
She gets ding-dong.
I get ding-dong pictures.
Don't send your ding-dong pictures.
Nobody wants to see your ding-dong.
Unless there's a specific request, keep it in your pants.
That's okay? Right. That's
keep it
right.
To yourself.
Do you know...
Ew.
So this is a question that I still ask, because I don't feel like I give off, even with the way that I dress or just the, what's the word I'm looking
vibe.
For? The vibe that I put off. I don't feel like I come across as someone that you would want to entertain for a one night stand or any of that. So, I've come to the conclusion that everybody has big balls on social media, and they have big balls when they shoot text messages, but 99.9% of them would never say that to my face. Never. For fear that I would slit their throat. So, you know, if you want someone to perceive you as a classy person or somebody that is not the norm, then don't do that. Do that. Don't come at someone and say, I'm sexually charged. Because you look like you're in heat.
That is so bizarre to me that someone would do that.
I'm telling you, the stuff that comes at me, I'm like, God damn, did that just happen?
I wonder if it's almost because you're like you said, like you don't come across that way at all, but it almost makes you like more approachable, so like guys might just be like, I don't know, like some people are just easier to talk to, I guess, than other people. Like if someone's like really putting it out and dressing kind of provocative and all that kind of stuff, it might be intimidating to guys.
So
versus
it's like
someone that looks more normal, they're just like, oh, I could actually have a chance here because they look a little bit more like a normal person.
Or do you think it's like somebody that's more of a challenge, because somebody that is dressed more provocative, they're like, oh, she's asking for it, this is going to be a hook, line, and sinker.
That's true.
But somebody that doesn't perceive or come across like that, they're like, this is going to be a challenge, but I can do it. So
well, some of your pictures, you're dressed in like a nice dress and stuff like that. You're in like, in professional attire and some of the stuff that you wear. And there's probably some men that are turned on by a woman in like in a professional outfit that's classy and elegant. So I think that although your clothes are not provocative and sexy, I think they are elegant and attractive, and you're an attractive person. So I think that they see you in it. I don't think they're seeing you like a hoe, even though they're like treating you that way, which is so crazy. But maybe there's something to that. I mean, I know that Gary much prefers something conservative, like the dress I wore for the luncheon. Like,
yeah,
he loved that. And it was my arms were covered. Everything was covered, but there was some curve. You know what I mean? And it looks attractive. So it's, you're not dressing slutty, but you look very attractive in what you're wearing, but you look classy. So
more of a, like a classy, sexy.
Yeah. So I would imagine that.
But then do they keep it at a superficial level that it's like, well, this is a conquest for me?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Guys love the challenge. Mm-hmm. I think if it's too easy, guys back away sometimes. They like to work for it a little bit.
But then when they get it, they bounce.
Oh, immediately. Yeah.
So you ain't getting nothing. And then, and so, Fobs, okay, I need an opinion here too. So when someone gives them a little bit of resistance and doesn't respond, you were here during the episode of the Valentine's Day, let's talk about it, and I got that request for a Valentine's Day, and I, you know, I responded with no, whatever. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
The problem is you replied and said no. If you just didn't reply, then he might have like gotten the message. But I think if you, because the fact that you said no means it's like, oh, she's still interacted. Like there's something going on here. Like you almost have to just not give the guy any time of day for like a long time to like finally make him go away. I feel like some guys are so persistent. It's insane. Like just the fact that you said no means that you're still in their head. They're like, oh, well, she at least replied, so she doesn't not want to talk to me, which is good. And then, like, keep going for it. Guys are stupid.
Wow.
It's not like any of this
mind
is, like, good
blown.
Practice.
Mind blown.
Wow. I would never message someone and be like, hey, you want to come over and lick a lollipop?
Do you, like, know these people at all, or is this just completely out
of
the blue?
Oh, I know this person. Oh. I know this person very well.
That's, like, a risk. That's a real risk, because it's, like, if you say no, then it's kind of awkward forever after that.
For sure. For sure. We're awkward now. We are awkward. And then I'm going to make fun of him for sending that the next time I see him, because there is going to be a time when I see him on the golf course.
And she's going to say, why you make me be mean to you?
That's right. Do you know what, Fobs? That is legit my.
That's her phrase.
That's my warning sign. I'll take it and take it and take it. And then I'm going to look at them dead in the eyes and go, why are you going to make me be mean to you? And then they're going to look at me and I'm going to be like, because I can. And I will. And I will make you cry.
It's about to happen. It's
about this to shit happen. Going down.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
But that ties into the whole asshat. Like, if you want to be perceived, like, men want to be respected and you know, put on a specific pedestal. Women want that too. We want to be treated as something that, you know, you want to open a door for. You want to, you know, be proud of who is on your arm. Not someone that you're going to sneak home and play just the tip with. That's stupid.
Now, don't be, there's some people that maybe that's what they like.
If that's the case.
If that's your jam, then do you, boo. But yeah. Be like, I like that. Yeah. Now who's the ass hat? Oh, I wanted to bring up one thing. Speaking of, so I was talking with my husband last night, and I was reading through all this stuff about assholes, basically. And one of them was like, are you the asshole? Well, actually, I was reading some of the descriptions of things that assholes do, and I was like, shit, I think I do that sometimes. And it was very interesting, and it was kind of like wanting to be the center of attention or like interjecting yourself into a conversation so that sometimes it's redirected back to you. But I feel like that sometimes that's back and forth, but every now and again I question myself like, ew, did I just like, you know what I mean? Like, talk out of turn or like, you know, like a one-upper. I pray I'm not a one-upper.
Oh,
I think every now and again I catch myself doing that. Not a one-upper, but like I've been there too.
Yeah.
I've done that too something. Ugh. I just don't want to be the one, oh, well, I did it like this. But every now and again, it's kind of.
What is that? What is that little Karen mean? Oh, my friend Karen. You know what's worse than this? A one-upper.
Yeah, exactly. Every now and again, I'm like, oh, God, I don't do that.
And really, I think when you go to actually, you know, respond with something like that, it may come across as a one-upper, but really your intentions are you just want them to know.
A shared experience,
in that you can actually sympathize with what they went through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. God. As I was reading it, last night I was like, oh, God, do I do that? Oh, God, do I do that? So, yeah, I hope I don't do that. It's good to be self-aware. It's good to check your own character defects, people.
Yeah, that's right. Don't be an asshole.
Whole
hat, whatever you want to wear on whatever part of the body.
Exactly. I know we're like trying not to curse so much or something like that, but it's, yeah.
No, it's legit. Just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your actions. And they always say it's how you respond. Because here's some good advice. Once those words are out of your mouth, whoever you're saying them to, they can't unhear them. Mm-hmm. And so people that drink a lot of alcohol and they get pretty loose when they're drinking and the words just fly, well, be aware of that, because even if you're drunk and you don't remember it, the other person does.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't unhear it. You can't unsee it. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
Be a good human.
Be a good human. Don't be an asshole.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, is there anything we want to talk about? What else do
we want to talk about? Just we miss you, Elise.
I know.
You know, and your dynamic that you bring to this group and this ladies' night in is amazing.
No, I miss hearing your voice. Today. It is quieter. It's quieter, and we don't have as much to bounce off of. So it was nice to have Rob here, too. But I do definitely like the three of us together.
For sure.
We definitely, then we can just keep going. The ideas just keep flowing
with our
little triad that we have. So
it's amazing.
Yes.
But,
so.
But if you haven't logged into where places that we've traveled, we do have some stuff that's coming up. And so we can't wait to share that with you. And summer's coming up. So we are all ready to get on the boats and
can't wait.
Me too.
For some warm weather. But yep. Yeah. Check us out on Facebook. We're figuring this out as we go. So we'd love interaction. We love feedback. We love to hear from you, hear what you'd like to hear from us. We'd like to get to know our audience.
Well, and men out there, we've got, I have gotten a few personal messages that are like, they're so excited to be invited to the Ladies' Night In.
That's so funny. You know what,
men? You are invited to the Ladies' Night In.
I mean, we had Rob here. We've got fobs.
That's right.
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny because most guys, like, this is the conversation that women have when guys aren't there, but they're allowed to listen in. They're not allowed to talk, but they're allowed to listen in.
Well, we want you to talk. We want your feedback because this isn't just women-based. We do love our women audience, and we do love building you up and celebrating your successes. But you know what, men? We love celebrating your successes, too. And we love, love, love feedback. So
yeah, absolutely.
So what should we raise a glass to?
Oh, gosh.
No ass hats?
I guess just don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. Cheers, Shani.
Be the light you want to see in the world.
We're out.